Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, February 16th, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Taylor St. Dias reporting, and Glenn's gotta go. Maximum duty time provisions are defined in Section 7I of our agreement. Working in excess of maximum duty time creates a situation that fosters fatigue and potentially compromises your personal well-being, as well as that of your flying partners and the passengers in your care. As we fight on Capitol Hill for improvements in rest provisions and addressing the issue of flight attendant fatigue, we must be vigilant about protecting contractual legalities and current federal aviation regulations. In most cases, our contract provides greater protection than federal aviation regulations. Duty time starts at check-in, includes flight, deadhead, sit time, and concludes after a period of debriefing. We recommend that you carry a copy of your DSL ID from the key pages, along with your operational ID, DSP ID, to have for reference throughout your trip. Your key pages contains your scheduled duty time and the start of your duty day, which begins at check-in. Your ID contains your updated duty time within the actual operation. The actual maximum duty time apply only once you have checked in for the first flight in the duty period. Any rescheduling must be done without exceeding the maximum actual duty time based on the original commencement of duty. Section 7I-4B provides that under no circumstances shall a flight attendant be required to remain on duty in excess of the maximum duty time hours in any 24-hour period. This includes deadheading. In the actual operation, when you find you are approaching your duty time maximum, advise the crew desk of the legalities so they can make appropriate arrangements for replacements, and call early, call often. When calculating maximum duty times, the published DSL flight time must be used, not the estimated flight time based on the day's operating conditions. The DSL time is the scheduled flight time appearing in the key pages. For operational IDs, if not in the key pages, the scheduled flight time is what is in the DSL-DSP display. The maximum actual should include the scheduled DSL time and any associated debriefing. Make sure you know and enforce these contractual duty time protections. When any member of the crew is rescheduled into a duty time exceeding 14 hours, the requirement of FAR 121.467 must be met. This important FAR requires augmented or additional staffing beyond the FAA minimum staffing required by aircraft type. This augmented staffing becomes part of the FAA minimum staffing requirement and increases based on the length of the duty period involved. The FAR applies differently if you are working your originally scheduled or if you become involved in a reassignment. For example, three flight attendants are working their flights as originally assigned in their ID when they started their duty day on a 737-300 aircraft at 0600. The FAA minimum crew for this aircraft is three. Their flight is delayed and the duty time in the ID is projected to 14 hours and 20 minutes. Augmented staff would not be required on this flight. In contrast, if these same three flight attendants were reassigned to work a segment that was not part of their original ID and the reassignment projects any member of the crew beyond 14 hours, augmented staff would be required. In this case, the FAR would require the company to schedule one additional flight attendant as a member of the working crew. Details of the FAR are explained on FAOM page 4, period 10, period 4. If you have any questions or believe your flight has been improperly dispatched without the required augmented crew, write a report to your local AFA Safety Committee and file an OSAP report immediately. United's new uniform vendor, the Cintas Uniform Company, began accepting orders for items from the current uniform line yesterday, February 15th. Actual point allotments for 2010 have been credited to each flight attendant and can be viewed from the Cintas Uniform website. Points are available through December 31st. You may place your uniform order through their online website via toll-free domestic and international telephone numbers by sending a toll-free fax through email or by snail mail. Each of these options is detailed in the Useful Sites page of the UnitedAFA.org. For those who wish to order the uniform items in excess of the allotted points for the year, a credit card may be used to pay the balance of the transaction online or by phone. If wishing to pay by check, it must be included with your uniform order by mail. If you wish to have your trousers hemmed, indicate your inseam to the closest inch and your pants will be hemmed. All non-modified orders will be shipped within 3 to 5 business days, and those with modifications will be shipped within 7 to 10 business days. Also, for those with back order items ordered through Brookhurst and never filled, Cintas plans to refund the points that were taken for the back ordered items to the individual's 2010 point balance. In addition, alteration certificates will not be available as they were with Brookhurst. A new process is expected to be implemented with Cintas in the near future. Until that process is finalized, flight attendants will be asked to pay for and then seek reimbursement for these alteration costs by submitting a flight attendant reimbursement/expense form. Once uniform garments are received from Cintas, flight attendants will take the uniform garments requiring alterations to one of the designated alteration vendors. During this interim process period, you may also utilize an alteration vendor tailor of your own choosing, but within cost parameters. United will reimburse these alteration costs provided they do not exceed the designated amount and the expenses are supported by a receipt. More details will be posted as they become available. This week in London, Tilton was seen processizing airline deregulation all over the world. Tilton's number one agenda is stripping away foreign ownership laws to allow the non-U.S. citizens to own and operate U.S. airlines. Essentially, he's shopping our airline for buyers anywhere in the world and working to obliterate the U.S. airline industry in the process. We continue our efforts to maintain the laws put in place to protect the U.S. aviation, along with efforts to ensure labor protective provisions are part of any airline business venture. We know that supports not only our jobs, but also the security of the United States and the local economies of the communities our industry serves. Tilton calls it protectionist policies while collecting his bonus from our sacrifices and selling the emperor's clothing on our airline's time. Glenn's gotta go. There were no negotiations sessions last week. The mediator has scheduled our next mediation session for the week of February 22nd. On the agenda is Section 10, Reserve Scheduling Procedures, Section 12, International, and Section 24, Moving Expenses, along with other open items on the table. Management continues to meet outside of the mediation process. We remind them we remain ready and willing to meet anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, discuss the issues flight attendants have determined are important. A more comprehensive review of negotiations is available every Friday in the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network update. Become a part of the FAN by signing up through the form on unitedafa.org in the negotiations sections or by contacting your local council. That's it for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract. Good night.